said, Howard, you're wasting your time. You can't work for that old man. He's too hard to get along with. Oh, I said, I'll try. I believe I can get along with him. And it was 25 miles from any town. That was in 1935. He had been there 30 years then. Particular farm. Ranch, it's called there. They had no children. I was the only hard hand. His wife tried to get him to hire someone else. He wouldn't. And snow fell on alfalfa over knee high that we didn't have time to cut. I would cut hay 2 days with a team and a mowing machine, big team of horses. Then I would rake hay in windrows and bunch it one day. The next day, Frank would come up then and help me. And he used what was called a buck rake, and he'd pick up those bunches and bring it in and dump it on what's called an overshot stacker. He'd dump it and back out from under it. Then we had a team that went this direction that pulled a cable that lifted his forks and throw it right back over on the stack. Well, I stayed on the stack all the time. The team, when it tripped, they would hold until you tell them to back up. And they'd back up, and when the pressure was off of their shoulders, they stopped.
Pretty well trained.
That's too. The way we put up the hay. And I always helped Miss Maloney. She was an awful nice old lady, and she was good to me. And she carried her water from the Colorado River. They were just a little ways back from the river. And I always carried her water for her, and if I knew I was going to be gone that day, I'd carry enough water to keep her from having to carry it. I'd get wood in for her. She'd burn wood in an old-time stove. And at night, after supper, I'd help her with the dishes, dry the dishes for her. When I got ready to leave, why, she started crying, and she come put her arms around me. She said, Howard, please don't go. Said, you're the only boy we've ever had. And they had had hard hands time after time after time. And you crossed the river on a cable with a carriage. You set a straddle and pull yourself across. So Frank went over to put me across the river where I could catch a mail car over there. Before we start across the well, he said, let's sit down and talk. I said, Frankie, I don't know of anything we've got to talk about. I said, I've enjoyed working for you. We've got along good, like you and Miss Maloney. But I said, this country's not for me. I'm not used to this cold climate. And it's too remote. I'm used to being where there's people. And life's too short to spend it like this. Well, I was just going to tell you, Howard, he said, if you would stay with me and my wife, he said, we won't last much longer. And he says, we don't have anyone to leave this ranch to. Except, he says, I have two brothers in Denver, and they're both wealthy. They don't need it. And he says, I'll make it worth your time if you stay. No, Frank, I says, I'd be just sitting here waiting for the day you died so I could sell the place and take the money and get out. And I says, I'm not that kind of fellow. I don't want to look forward to the time that anybody dies. And that's all I'll be staying for. So I says, Frank, I'm not going to stay. Well, he says, I wouldn't care what you did with it after I'm dead and gone. Well, I said, I'm not going to stay. I said, I'll raise